The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 604.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a life coach and also an advocate of celebrating life, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Kimmy Liu. Kimmy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, listeners. Well, I'm Kimmy. My scientific name would be neuro-linguistic hypnotherapy life coach. But then just for simpler terms, I'm a life coach and I've been practicing for 8 years now. So I'm happy and honored to be on this show today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Kimmy, what's your cultural background?
Well, I'm Filipino. My dad is full Chinese and my mom is full Filipina, so I'm half, 50%, but then I grew up here in the Philippines.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, recently I've been hearing a lot of you do you, so I think I like that for now. Just like being your, just being your authentic self.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote. I think authenticity is something that's missing in our world right now, but slowly catching up. So I think it's great that everyone's showing a little bit their true selves out, especially on social media. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It's really knowing yourself a lot, because if you don't, then you can't radiate it. So it's a lot of self-knowledge and, like, I guess another word could be like self-intimacy, like being intimate with yourself, knowing how you're feeling, knowing how you'll react to things. And because of that, then you become more confident of who you really are and how you can reveal yourself to the world.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned self-intimacy, because I think that's something that we tend not to do, especially as Asian women, get to know who our true selves, like working from the inside out. And I think it's super important, because that's what gives us, you know, that confidence to be our true selves and live the lives that we want. So thanks for sharing that. And Kimmy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Shy, really shy. I'd always tell this to my audience and to my clients, actually, that I was a very shy child. Like, if my parents will ask me to sing in front of guests, then I'll start crying and hide under the table. I don't, like, speak in class or anything like that. So I was shy. And so I took a class, a musical theater class, and that was one summer, I think, before seventh grade. And because of that class, then I started discovering things that I wasn't able to do before. It's just really being uncomfortable because it was different things. But then eventually, because I did it, then I figured that, hey, I can actually do more things. So that's one of the milestones, I guess, to my confidence. And then I was also lost for a little while. Like, people would ask me how I became a life coach, and I'd tell them the story of how I became lost. So I was in a corporate job. So I was a teacher, and then I had to change jobs because that wasn't paying very well. So I went to a corporate setting, and the company was really good. The people I was working with were great. Even the pay was awesome. But then I started crying out of nowhere. I didn't know exactly what was happening. But I thought, I don't think I'm crazy. Don't think I'm sick. I think I just need a life coach to talk to so I can figure out what's happening or what I can do about it. So I searched online. And this was in 2009. I didn't find anyone. I searched Life Coach Philippines, Life Coach Manila, Life Coach Makati, and I didn't find anyone here in the Philippines. So I said, okay, this is awful. If somebody else here feels this way, they don't have anybody to talk to. So maybe I can be the life coach so that when they search, they'll find me. So I saw a need for it. So I looked it up and I found certification programs in the US. So I went and I got certified in San Diego for it.
Thanks for sharing that great story. And I think it's great that, you know, you were able to find something that you were having trouble with. And because you couldn't find it, you decided to go after it, right? You decided you'll be the solution. And a lot of people don't realize they can be that solution, right? Because they don't feel like they can help people out there, but you can, especially with the life experiences that you've been through and how you can help them overcome them as well. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
After the realizations, right now I am very happy with what I'm doing. I am continuing to allow life to surprise me. So there are even things that I am really like surprised with that I can actually do that, or that I am doing now. Like I didn't think that I would. So it's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, since I am an advocate of celebrating life, I guess the number one thing that I would tell her to do would be already be grateful for whatever she has right now, so that, like, actually, like, list them down. I would tell my clients, list down 100, like, right now. Like, before they actually book a package with me, I tell them, okay, list down 100 things that you're grateful for that you must celebrate already, even before you fully become confident. Because those 100 things are already, like, tools for you to be confident.
Thanks for sharing. Then I love that, you know, listing 100 things, because there's something magical when you write things down. It actually kind of helps you manifest it into fruition. So I really love that tip that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your stuff, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, well, the most updated one would be Instagram. So that is Kimilu Life Coach, K-I-M-I-L-U Life Coach. And then I have a website, which is www.kimilulifecoach.com. There, so they can directly send me a message.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Kimmy, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Kimmy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Kimmy for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Kimmy.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.